This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%. Oh my God. 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order. Wow. It's here. Another week, another amazing installment of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? That's right. You're listening to America's favorite game show for fags, WWTBAFDRW. I'm your host, Manu Agapian, and as someone who's never even come close to being on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win. Last week, Aaron Gibson made it into the top four, but wasn't able to snatch the crown. Will this week's guest be any different? Only time will tell. Please welcome the incomparable, the hilarious, the way too attractive, Johnny Sibley.
Hello.
Johnny!
Hi, that was such a sweet introduction.
Well, you know, I like to keep it real. I like to keep it honest. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great, having about a blast, a scream.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we found you.
Thank you. I'm glad you found me too.
Before we get into the game, talk to me a little bit about your relationship with just Drag Race in general. Who's your ultimate favorite Drag Race queen?
My ultimate favorite, it's really hard. So Peppermint is my drag mother.
Wait. Pump the whole brakes. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Peppermint. I didn't know that.
Peppermint and I did a show on YouTube called Drag Babies where they take three guys that are not drag queens and turn them into drag queens. Basically like one of the challenges on Drag Race.
Yeah.
So Peppermint was my drag mom and she's actually a friend of mine. So, but if I had to choose
I love her.
One drag race girl, it would be Bianca Del Rio.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, yeah, she's amazing. Yeah. She's stunning. She's funny. Yeah. She's
a consummate professional. She's
baloney.
Yeah. Baloney. Yeah.
I also love that she was someone who was just constantly like taking care of other people.
Yeah.
And they even call it out on the show of like, she wasn't worried.
Yeah.
Giving queens corsets and wigs.
Yeah.
And
I just watched her season back like a while ago and she just was like easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Not even, like, sometimes the front runner has, like, a breakdown moment, like in Alaska or the Vivian just now in UK. But Bianca never had, like, a moment where she was, like, scared.
Yeah, no, she never did. Did she have, like, a cry? Because I think of her and Bob similarly, where, like, Bob is strong.
Yeah.
And then they make Bob cry about his mom's illness. Yeah. Do they ever make Bianca cry?
No.
Wow.
I don't think so.
I think the closest they get is like they talk about her cute relationship with that lovely young lady who calls her like Lady Roy.
Yeah.
That was the closest we got.
Yeah, to her heart.
But we never got. One time I was lost in a forest.
Yeah, oh God.
And I didn't know I would come back. Like,
and she always makes the joke, like, here we go with the medical issues. And here we go.
I know, right? She's good. She's gotten in some trouble for that.
Yeah, she's such a bitch, but I love
her. She's such a cunt. So Peppermint's your drag mother. Wow. She is. And I saw you recently posted a picture of you in drag.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that was in Halloween. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, that was my first time I ever did my own drag makeup.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because, like, really butch. Like, here's what's fucked up. Your face was stunning.
Yeah.
But your body's a brick. In the best way.
Well, thank
and it
you.
Was really good. Thanks. It was awesome looking.
Yeah, it was like, fun.
I love it.
It definitely got a few straight men hollering that night, which was
I bet
half scary, half really intriguing.
I'm gonna say it. You're giving the look that Milk thinks she's giving.
Oh, Milk.
Kidding. I'm kidding. Don't Milk. Come for me. Yeah. Is that your favorite Drag Race season?
Season 6 is my favorite. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's such a good
Adore, one. Adore Courtney.
I love it.
Delta. Courtney. Just.
Courtney knows how to do 6-8. It's a fan. LaGanja.
Oh, LaGanja.
So good.
When I rewatched it back, I was like, oh, wow. She was really caring. Like, the yes, mama. Like, even now, you know, like, it's gotten less appropriate for people to do that.
Yeah.
So watching it now in this, like, day and age, I was like, oh, wow. She was doing a lot.
She was doing a lot.
Like, every other word was like you scored, like you know,
yeah,
like,
it was a lot. Ooh,
it was a lot.
It was a lot because I'm young and hung, and I'm clearly marching to the round of my own drum.
She wrote down all these things before she started filming. She's like, oh, this is gonna be my like.
It's funny though because we give her shit, but like she's iconic.
Yeah. It wouldn't be the same without her.
I'm waiting for another LaGanja. Like there hasn't been another LaGanja since.
Absolutely.
So I am thankful for that. Now I'm like, fuck, I want another girl like that who's just like pop it a pop, 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 and who's just too much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Over the top. Cheryl Hole did you watch UK?
Of course.
Cheryl Hole started doing that in the beginning, and then they read her down, and she was like, oh. Which was so funny, because it was like the opposite of LaGanja's reaction.
Here's why I think it was less fun.
Yeah.
Because Cheryl Hole is sane. She was a sane person doing an impersonation of an insane person.
Got it, yes.
And LaGanja.
LaGanja's like, what?
LaGanja was truly broken. Like she just broke from real reality in a way that felt authentic.
Yeah.
As crazy as it was, there was a weird authenticity to her pop off and slay Tina, the house down, mama boots, up and down. Yes, God, tens across the board. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, so. I love it. Okay, great. And so do you have a drag name?
Yes. It is Sophia Lowrent.
Oh! That's really good.
Thank you.
My mom's name is Sophia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love that name.
And my mom, I grew up loving Sophia Loren.
Oh, yeah?
Sophia Loren.
She's gorgeous.
My mom loves old Hollywood. My mom's name is Sophia. She loves Sophia Loren. And they both have the same birthday.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy?
What day?
I think it's September 20th.
Oh, I'm September 5th.
Oh,
yeah.
Virgo, I'm August 28th.
Oh,
Virgos,
we
bitch.
Love a Virgo. Yes.
I don't follow the horoscopes.
Yeah. Only mine, really.
Yeah. Isn't that so Virgo of us, though?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so grounded.
Don't know about your horoscope, but mine.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I gag. Well, I mean, I could kiki with you for way too long. Is there anything you want to say about Drag Race UK before we move on?
It was one of the most refreshing seasons in a while.
It was refreshing.
Yeah.
Like a pink lemonade margarita. It was refreshing. Yeah,
honestly,
I loved it.
I just love the way Brits in reality TV competition shows in general are really, like, nice to one another.
Yeah.
I just, like, watched this other show. Well, British Bake Off is great. And then this other show I just started called Glow Up, which is about makeup competition.
Ugh.
And they just like each other. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not catty. I'm like, oh, it's because we're so used to being the best at everything. Like, you know, Americans, that's, like, instilled in us from an early age. You have to be the best.
Right.
That, like, if we're not, we start, like, picking each other apart.
Attitude.
Which is fun. To
it's
like
fun.
Watch.
I do think that series ended a little anticlimactically because
people
were so just liked each other.
Yeah.
But
The first couple episodes were definitely like the most refreshing episodes of Drag Race in a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. The attitude, because the attitude in America is get yours because I'm going to get mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas in countries with public health care, the attitude is, well, let's be respectful and make sure everyone gets their moment.
Exactly.
Unreal. Yeah, okay, well, would you like to hear the rules of WWTBAFDRW?
Let's hear them.
Here we go. In the game of who wants to be a fake Drag Race winner, there are 14 multiple choice questions. Each question has a correct answer worth 1 point and a wrong answer worth 0 points. Additionally, some questions may be trick questions or provide bonus question opportunities. You need 10 or more points to make the top four, and you need 14 or more points to win the season. Your only lifeline is Phone a Fag, which allows you to call the queer of your choosing for assistance on said question. And of course, Kikiri and talking it out are encouraged on every single question. Johnny, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Let's play! WWTBF. All right, the first question. Your drag name is the name of this question. Let's pretend you don't already have a drag name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you pick A, Olivia La Vera de la Cruz, or Anne Hathaway? That's A, Olivia La Vera de la Cruz, or B, Anne Hathaway?
Ugh.
Feel free to talk it out.
So A is very like close to home. It sounds very Latina.
Mm-hmm.
But Anne Hathaway is so clever as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it depends on what you want to serve.
Right.
Are you going to give us some Cynthia Lee Fontaine?
Right. Cuckoo.
That's not the only way to go.
No.
Like, why not? You could have a Latinx name and be a fucking comedy queen. Why not?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I feel like the first one I would be, you know, able to do that like cuckoo, chi 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 chi, but also like do like very sexy, like J-Lo moments. Whereas Anne Hathaway, I feel like, is very much.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
Because it could be funny in a bad way, like a Mimi, I'm first.
Oh, no.
Or it could be surprisingly good, like Bag of Chips.
Yeah.
Bag of Chips is a stupid funny name, but she's amazing.
Oh, Bag of Chips. Oh my God. Okay, I think I'm going to go with A.
Okay. The judges are recording your answers.
Okay.
And at the halfway point, I'll let you know which you got correct and which you got incorrect.
How bad I'm doing.
Next, your closest friend in the competition. Do you pick Ferocia Cunt or Lady Rhea? That's A, Ferocia Cunt, or B, Lady Rhea. This is the girl you're going to be besties with in your season of Fake
Ferocia
Drag Race.
Ferocia Cunt or Lady Rhea? Lady Rhea?
Lady Rhea.
I don't know. Ferocia Cunt just sounds like she's going to come in first day and be like, I'm here to win.
Yeah.
I'm here to play.
My pussy stinks.
Right.
And so does my walk.
I'm not here for friends. I'm here for... Oh, God. I'm just annoyed by her already.
I just came here to squirt.
Whereas Lady Rhea sounds like an older drag queen that's been doing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know... I think I'm going to go with Lady Rhea.
Okay. All right. I'm recording your answer. Final answer, correct?
Final answer.
And I get in your head. The next question is entitled Workroom Entrance.
Okay.
Line of dialogue you're going to pick for your workroom entrance.
Yes.
It's either going to be A, in the name of the mother, the snatch, and the holy sissy, gay men. Or B, yum yum, choo choo, I don't just eat food, I eat bitches too.
Ooh. Let's see.
Would you like me to repeat them?
Yes, please.
A, in the name of the mother, the snatch, and the holy sissy, gay men. Or B, Yum, yum. Choo, choo. I don't just eat food. I eat bitches, too.
I'm sorry. That second one is just so iconic.
Great.
I mean, if you imagine yum, yum. Choo, choo. Ugh. Yeah, I'm going to go with B.
Okay. Let's see. That has been recorded. Judges, is that recorded? Okay, yeah, the judges have recorded it. Sorry.
Judges. Judges?
Judges? Pretty cute judges, right? Pretty cute. Wait, which one do you like? The one in the middle? The one on the end?
The one.
Jeff, about you?
I like them all.
They're pretty cute. I've been really into, like, you know, guys with like a big, hard, like, stomach.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a belly, but it's also like it's suspiciously like, hard.
I always wonder about that. I'm like, I wish I could. Yeah.
They're called turtles. the new gay subsect, turtles.
I love a turtle.
Next question. Workroom entrance Luke.
Luke, okay.
You either pick A cupcake princess wedding dress and wig made entirely of different textures of bubble wrap. Or B, a feminine version of what Marv, you know, the wet bandit from Home Alone, looked like when he got electrocuted really bad.
Ooh.
I'll repeat this because
yeah,
they're insane. A, a cupcake princess wedding dress and wig made entirely of different textures of bubble wrap. Or B, a feminine version of Marv, you know, the wet bandit from Home Alone, what they looked like when they got electrocuted really bad.
I am going to go, let's see. I love bubble wrap, but I'm going to go with B because I love a cinema reference.
Mm-hmm.
I love that I just called Home Alone cinema.
Home Alone is cinema.
Cinema verite.
I love Home Alone. I just saw a great documentary about the making
on
of
Netflix.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just saw it too.
It's fucking great.
It
gagged me.
It gagged me.
I was
too.
Like, that wasn't in the house?
Yeah. Oh my God. Insane.
Gagged.
They're like, we built it in a school. I'm like,
I was
what?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Movie magic, babe.
Movie magic. Okay, I think that's a strong choice. I hope it works out for you.
Oh God.
Really hope it works out for you.
I hope so too.
The bubble wrap could be hard because you're like, it just could be. It could be a gag, but it also, what if it looks cheap?
Yes, that was my thing. Because also, like, I could just hear the other queens, like, really? Bubble wrap?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and then popping it, like, touching my dress. No. we're going to go with a nod to one of America's greatest classics.
Greatest classics.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Yeah.
One or two. lovely. Judges? Okay. Next question. This is called the mini challenge.
Ooh, okay.
The theme of this mini challenge is the mask singer. A lazy masked singer parody.
Uh-huh.
In this mini challenge, you have 20 minutes to create a super mask costume of your choosing. You can pick either A, Nasty Daniel, a very flatulent plumber, or B, Butch Berry, a unibrowed lumberjack.
What was the first one again?
The two choices for the mask singer are A, Nasty Daniel, a very flatulent plumber, or B, Butch Berry, a unibrowed lumberjack.
I'm going to go with A because I feel that there's more. I feel with my drag queen specifically, it would be something they wouldn't expect if I were the plumber.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a lot funnier than the unibrow, well, to me at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everyone loves a fart joke. I mean, they're real easy, but, you know.
Yeah.
When in doubt.
Yeah.
Fart joke.
Fart joke. Okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Maybe the lumberjack would be too sexy.
Yeah. I don't want to rest on pretty.
You don't, because you already know that you got it. Yeah, mom, come on, slay, bitch, work, death drop.
Honey.
I wonder what the new death drop is.
What do you mean?
Like, there's got, like, I feel
well,
like,
I hope they start calling it by the actual term, which
a
is
shablam?
Dip.
Oh, that's right.
I know, it's not
dip.
As fun to say.
And what is a shablam?
Nothing. They just
shablams are fake.
It's shawam.
Okay.
Shablam was coin termed probably on Drag Race.
Right.
It's like these things that you hear and then you just make up, like, you know.
But a dip is from the ball scene.
A dip is from the ball, and there's no such thing as an actual death drop. That is a coin term from the outskirts of the ballroom community.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Very EOC.
That's like how in French you say oui, not oui, oui.
Mm.
I learned that in French class. My French teacher was like, we don't say oui, oui, we say oui.
We say yes.
Sorry. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're not thirsty. We say yes once and we keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have, guess what? Bonus question.
Oh.
For the Masked Singer,
okay.
Which song do you choose to sing?
Okay.
Superman from Three Doors Down or Butterfly from Crazy Town? These are incredibly butch, mask, disgusting straight songs, and you have to pick one for your Masked Singer character.
I'm going to go with Superman from Three Doors Down because okay. that was a big hit.
Big hit.
Yeah.
Okay. You just see yourself singing it. Could you give me one line of that song, please?
I can't. Wait, no. No.
It's like, if you go crazy, you still call me Superman.
Yeah.
It's a nasty song.
Yeah. Very butch.
Ugh.
Ugh. You imagine farting through that?
That might be it. That might be it. Lovely. Next question. Connecting with a fellow queen.
Mm.
You either A, connect with an ESL queen and tell her, one time my mom was in Mexico and I was so worried because I heard the gangs in Mexico was acting up and I thought she might have been kidnapped because I read it in the newspaper. Or B, after a fellow queen gets her fingers sucked into a sewing machine, you clean her wound and open up to her about how you had to learn medicine at a young age because your family doesn't believe in hospitals. Would you like me to repeat that?
Oh, please.
So, in the effort to connect with a queen, you either A, connect with an ESL queen and tell her, one time my mom was in Mexico and I was so worried because I heard the gangs in Mexico was acting up and I thought she might have been kidnapped because I read it in the newspapers. Or B, after a fellow queen gets her finger sucked into a sewing machine, you clean up her wound and open up to her about how you had to learn medicine at a young age because your family doesn't believe in hospitals.
I think if I'm going for the Emmy,
mm-hmm.
which at this point, that's all they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
No. I'm just kidding.
That's. I mean, they won it.
A lot of it's like, you know, one time.
Yes.
I had to, it's like, let me make this about me real quick. You know, your finger's bleeding out. I think I'm going to need to do B because I'm really going to go for that. You know, back when I was young, my family. Oh,
yes,
my God.
There's been a lot of Oscar-winning moments.
I had to bandage up my little brother so many times.
A lot of Oscar-winning moments lately. And RuPaul's like, let me hug you. Come here, Plessy.
She's like, Mom.
Also, let me. Have you also, I've never seen a better looking human in my life. Plastique's been posting pictures
insane.
Lately.
Insane. That last one that she just
yes.
posted.
On a bed.
What?
The rise and shine.
That oh, no, pic. Not that one.
Oh, my God.
It was like the transformation video.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, truly a shockingly beautiful human.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, bonus question.
Bonus.
Give me 30 to 60 seconds of that set of said monologue of giving us a story about how you can do bandages because your family didn't believe in hospitals.
Okay.
Whenever you are ready.
You know, I'm just going to, like, tell you a little something. Don't tell the other girls because, like, I don't want to be vulnerable in this
what?
Competition. I don't want to be vulnerable in this competition, but, like, when I was little, you know, the reason I know how to do this is because my mom pushed me down the stairs and, like, my leg broke and my little brother was like, we can't go to the hospital. Mom doesn't believe in it. And I was like, my fucking leg is broken. And like, shh, don't look. They're looking. Anyway, so like, he taught me how to bandage and like fix my leg. So like, after that day, I like really took it into my own hands. So that's why I'm like here with you now. Yeah, I'll be right there. to like help you out. So like, we need to start an alliance.
Okay. Great. Wow, that was powerful. What you didn't see was right afterwards the producer came over, like a meth addict. I was like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Say it again? No, who are we kidding? The producer already knew.
Yeah, exactly.
You were cast because the producer heard that story.
Exactly.
What'd you say? Wow.
Can we get that again? Just a camera?
Just two camera. And actually, really quick, I'm going to just like poke you until your eyes well up.
Yeah.
All right. You have one more question till you reach the halfway point. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. This next question is called Homo for the Holiday.
Ooh.
Runway.
Ooh.
Homo for the Holiday is the name of this runway.
Got it.
You either pick A ferocious feminine homage to Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker that reveals into a rat ballerina. Or B, a fucking fat Mrs. Claus who won't stop pounding candy canes and gingerbread and shows her coochie a little.
Okay, so since the last competition I did, I was a plumber, which was really masked. Mm-hmm. I really want to take it to the other end of the spectrum and just be as cunt and as fishy as possible, but with a reveal that shows that my comedy's still in there.
Mm.
So we're going to go with A.
Okay.
Ode to Nutcracker. Also, because I feel like the Nutcracker is like a holiday theme that isn't too on the nose. It's a little more, I feel like a lot of the other girls will probably do like a Christmas tree and a Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm going to try and do something a little more niche.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, I have to appreciate that. I like that, because you could go either way, right?
Yeah.
Like, obviously some people will say stuff about the fat suit.
Yeah. Michelle's definitely going to be like, we get it. You're funny. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. I think it really could go either way. And this is a tough one. I think you're doing a good job of answering honestly, because we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing could work better for one girl than the other. Like, Shangela in a fat suit, work.
Yeah.
Trinity in the old lady fat suit, it didn't work as well.
No, it didn't.
I didn't mind it, but no. It didn't work as well.
Yeah. Oh, God, I remember that.
Remember?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to reveal what you got right and what you got wrong.
Okay.
Right after this break. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp
allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. And we're back.
Ooh.
Into the game, WWTBFDRW. Okay. The time has come to reveal what questions you got right and wrong from the first half. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. So, for your drag name, you chose Olivia La Vera de la Cruz. And that answer was correct!
Oh, thank God.
For your next question, the workroom entrance line, you chose Yum Yum Choo Choo, I don't just eat food, I eat bitches too. And that was incorrect. Oh. I'm sorry, Johnny. That was a trick question, and neither answer was correct.
Oh, wow.
That was a trick question. Don't overproduce yourself, girl.
You're right. You're right.
For the next question, workroom entrance Luke, you chose the cup. You chose the Marv look. Marv. The electrocuted Marv look, right?
Yes.
And that was correct!
Thank God, Marv.
That means you have 2 points so far. Am I correct?
2 points, yeah. I'll take it.
I forgot. I actually have to go back to one because I forgot there's who you have to pick your closest friend.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
You chose Lady Rhea. And I'm sorry. That was wrong!
Oh, my God.
You're killing us. You're killing us. But there's still plenty of time. There, you have two questions right so far.
Okay.
In the Mask Singer, you chose Nasty Daniel, the farting plumber.
Yeah.
And that was correct!
Oh my God, Nasty Daniel, thank God.
Even though methane is very questionable in 2020. It's very questionable.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, Drag Race doesn't want to like reopen a comedic, they don't want to push comedic new ground.
No, no, no. Old tropes.
And you were right. The plumber was too hot.
Yeah, too hot.
And for song choice, you chose Three Doors Down, which I'm sorry to say was wrong.
Oh.
Sorry, Butterfly from Crazy Town is always funnier.
I don't know it.
That one is, come, my lady, come, my lady.
Oh, my God.
You could have asked me.
That's true.
You're my butterfly.
Sugar.
Baby. Because it's just so nasty, it's funny.
Oh, that would have been good with Nasty Daniel.
Connecting with a fellow queen, you chose the one about not knowing what hospitals are. And that was correct!
Oh, thank God. I was going to say, even if it wasn't correct, I'm still happy with choosing that one.
How many points is that now correct? Do you have four?
Four.
Four?
Bowl.
And then for your monologue, I'm sorry, that wasn't correct.
Oh, wow.
You were too quiet.
Got it.
You were just too quiet. And also, this is objective and I'm a monster. Okay? Like, it's very subjective. I'm sorry, subjective is
touché,
what I meant to
touché.
Say. I'm a monster and I'm going to make you work for your points.
I'm into it.
The final question of the first half. Homo for the Holiday Runway. You chose the reveal. And
yes.
That was correct.
Tchaikovsky into the, obviously, into that sort of rat ballerina look. That was it. That was it. Because Michelle's going to say, if you can give me pussy, give me pussy.
Yeah.
If those are the options, pussy or funny, give me pussy.
Yeah, always.
Amazing. So that, I believe, is 5. Is that correct?
That is 5.
5 points.
5.
You need 10 points to make it into the top 10.
Okay.
Or 14 points to make it as a winner of this fake season of Drag Race.
Okay.
Now, there are bonus questions, so who knows?
We love a bonus.
You may be able to make it all the way.
I want to get it all the way.
How do you feel so far? I think you should be really proud of yourself, but how do you feel so far in the game?
You know what? I feel better now than when I started. I feel like I would feel in a Drag Race season a little trepidatious at the beginning, but I'm feeling more confident in my choices now. I'm just going to go with my instincts.
Okay, good. I think you've made your mark.
Yeah.
You have a clear sense of what your identity is.
Yeah.
So now I think we'll just see what else you can show the judges.
All right.
All right. The next question. Journée is the untucked cry.
Ooh.
Do you either A, after a video from your mom, open up about your addiction on eating couch cushions? Or B, after a huge fight with Lady Rhea, you confront your defensive attitude toward the queer community and your dating baggage?
Ooh. I love a good conversation starter.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good Twitter unpacking the next day.
Mm.
So I think I'm going to... And I love a good fight with the best friend, because Lady Rhea is my best friend.
Right.
So I'm going to go with number 2.
I love it.
Because I definitely see a meme or two coming out of that fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Opening up a conversation about some of the ways in which the gay community can be a bit toxic.
Yeah. And my dating life.
Have you had any experience with that? Like being gay and dating?
You know.
Ever?
A little bit. Not much. But, you know, here and there.
Honest question. Have you always been hot? Honest. Be honest.
I feel like...
That's a yes.
That's subjective.
That's a yes.
I've always had a pretty face.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
No, I remember being...
I'm projecting my baggage on you now.
I remember being in like, middle school, and one of the girls... this is back when, you know, dating girls was an attempting...
Right.
So one of the girls in class...
When you're basically, like trying to, like... It's like you're preventing the ring from killing you. Right. It's like the gay ring.
All right, who am I going to pick in this room?
Like, I have 7 days to date a girl.
So the girl that I liked, someone was like, oh, I'd never date, like a random girl that I would never, like she was horrendous. She was like, I would never date Johnny. He has a baby face. And then the girl I liked was sitting behind me and she put her hand on my shoulder and she goes, I love a baby face. I was like, yes. It was like kind of creepy now, but like, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
I don't know. So I always thought that I had like a baby face. So that's what I've taken throughout my years.
But so there was a moment where you were like, oh no, I have a baby face, whatever that fake thing.
Yeah.
Whatever that weird, shady, probably she liked you thing was.
Yeah.
She liked you.
She liked me. Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure.
We made out in the pool while she had a boyfriend.
And this was the same hoe who came for your face?
No. This was the one that said I had a baby face. I liked her because she had a boyfriend.
Got it. Okay, now I'm with you. I'm caught up. I'm in. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And then did you come out in high school, college, etc.?
Well, it was kind of a steady progression. I remember hooking up with my first guy in middle school in 7th grade. And then I remember a girl coming up to me like the next Monday and be like, I heard you hooked up with da-da-da-da-da. I was like, and I was like, no. And like, so like in school, I think I came out around 8th grade, but then to my parents, it was like high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just funny that we're talking about this because I brought it up.
Yeah.
But because I think we met in the like gay volleyball, like when we first met a trillion years ago.
Yeah.
I think we both met at that gay volleyball thing because you did gay volleyball, right?
No, but I went with a friend to watch him do it.
See, yes, and me and you both, I think, were sideline hoes.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we're just going to hang out.
Always a cheerleader.
Because I was just trying to, like, meet people.
Yeah.
But my baggage, all of my baggage came out.
Oh, yeah.
In that environment. And also, like, I just, like, hadn't, like, really gotten into who I am officially yet. Yeah. And I've talked about this on the podcast, but it was real. Like, I thought that, like, if other gay people don't want to fuck me, I can't be their friends.
Oh.
Really poisonous and ego-driven
but
bullshit.
Also very relatable.
We've all been there.
Because I think also when you come out as gay or, like, when you're trying to navigate that, mm-hmm. you're, like, navigating your interests with people. And then, like, a lot of that stems from, like, you know, men being your friends throughout life. You want to be friends with them. But then, like, also you're attracted to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, this weird navigation of, like, who's your friend and who do you want to have sex with?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have sex with a lot of my friends. Doesn't mean I need to.
Right.
But I would. And yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And I think, like, maybe now that we're older, we have a better understanding of how you could do that in a non-toxic, non-poisonous sort of way.
Right.
You know?
And sex was always a very, like, connected to self-worth mm-hmm. before I realized that didn't need to happen. Does that make sense?
So fucking real.
Yeah.
So fucking real. Yeah. And yeah, for years, that's all I thought. I was like, I only have worth if people want to fuck me.
Yeah, like, this is the currency.
This is the currency.
Was the currency, you know.
It's still a struggle, which is why, like, I've meddled with doing something really corny.
Yeah.
Like, being like, hey, like trying to, but I hate online movements.
Mm.
But, like, I've meddled with an online movement where it's like, hey, for this month, us queers in the queer community.
Yeah.
Every day, go online or talk some queer person, someone in person.
Yeah.
Talk to a queer person and give them a compliment that has nothing to do with how you want to fuck them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because I think...
I've done that before, too. I've done a corny online hashtag called Love Your Queer Brother. Because I feel like we're either trying to have sex with each other or tear each other down.
Right.
I'm like, this is I'm trying to create this opportunity for people to... say something nice about someone, a queer person that impacts their life in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for a while, but then I got tired. So,
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I do want to open that conversation, but I would hate to do it in a way that feels artificial and image-driven online, which I'm not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let's love each other. Yeah, it's very like Ellen DeGeneres. Be kind to one another. Like,
oh, yeah. Boy. Get her out of here. Get her out of here. Well, thank you for this candid talk in the middle of this deadly serious game.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Remember, you still have the opportunity to phone a fag whenever you see fit.
All right.
Next question. Off-screen fight with the producers.
Ooh.
You, either A, yell at the producers for making everyone participate in an accent-required acting challenge called Mi Muy Loca Abuelita.
Ooh.
Or B, you yell at the producers for making everyone take glamorous pictures inside an abandoned morgue.
Well, that sounds fierce, so I don't think I would argue about that. I think I'm gonna say neither.
Mm.
Because I don't think I'd be the girl to fight with the producers.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, A is a little problematic, but...
It is.
Like, part of me is like, I want to stand up for my people and da-da, but I'm also like, know what kind of show I'm on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, there's always some kind of problematic challenge where you're like, oh, God, okay. Still doing that. But I want to win.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
And
not say anything to the producers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bold choice.
Bold, yeah.
I think you're very bold. And I think that makes sense. It makes sense. You want to get further. You want to play along.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to say World of Wonder.
I want that edit to be crisp.
You want to go up to Randy Barbado and be like, oh my God, yeah. Yes, work. You want to go laugh at everything he's saying. I'm here for that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I live. Next question.
Okay.
Bugs the Musical. You either. Obviously, it's like a shitty Cats knockoff.
Bugs
the Musical.
Uh-huh.
You either A, sing a Cats-style cover of Jellicle Cats called Testicle Gnats. Or B, sing a Little Mermaid-style cover of part of your world called part of your poo. Obviously from the point of view of a tapeworm.
I think testicle gnats sounds very clever and could be upbeat and fun. Yeah, and I feel like part of your poo might be a little slower. I've already done a poo joke in my time on Drag Race, so I'm going to go with A.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay, good, good, good thing about it. I do like the cadence of testicle gnats.
Yes.
Testicle gnats. Testicle, testicle. That song is insane.
Yeah.
Telica, telica. That's it. Like, who wrote it? I mean, I know they're good at music, but it almost feels like they're not.
Yeah.
Next question. Wait, can't you? Because you can sing.
Not really.
Not really?
I mean, in high school, they told me I could, and then...
Yeah.
Then I went into the real world. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was the Rachel Berry of my... No, I'm just kidding. I definitely wasn't. I was more the Chris Colfer.
Yes.
What was his name in Glee?
No clue.
Kurt.
Good for you.
Was it Kurt? Kurt.
Great. Next.
Yuck.
Celebrity critique clap back.
Ooh.
You either A, clap back at Aubrey O'Day after she tells you what it's really like to be a real woman.
Ooh.
Or B, clap back at Jennifer Tilly after she gives you harsh critiques on your performance in the horror acting challenge.
Oh my God. Aubrey O'Day on what it's like to be a real woman. I mean, I would never talk back to Jennifer Tilly because she's an icon, in my opinion. I think Aubrey O'Day needs a good amount of talk back. I'm like, first of all, why are you here?
Yeah.
How did you get booked? I mean, Jennifer Tilly, queer icon.
Jennifer Tilly.
That impersonation was
I live
so
for
scary.
Jennifer Tilly for some reason.
Her as the Bride of Chucky is queer canon down.
Her and Liar Liar.
Oh my gosh, yes. And her with Gina Gershon. I was like, am I a lesbian?
Yes.
Gina
Gershon. Yes. Gina Gershon's in Showgirls.
She sure is.
You're a whore, darling. I live for that performance.
So it is good.
As Crystal Connors.
Yes.
Gigantic.
Yes, yes.
It's like she's at a... It's like she's in a high school. Everyone in that movie is in a high school play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In terms of how big they go.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm going to clap back to Aubrey O'Day just to put her in her place. Yes.
She was on the last season of X on the Beach. And
was she really?
Bitch is crazy.
Was it a celebrity?
That's what they say the whole thing is.
Oh.
It's very reality celebrity driven.
Poor Aubrey. Is it Audrey or Aubrey?
I thought it was Aubrey.
I think it's Aubrey.
Okay. Next question. Lip sync song you slay.
Okay.
A fun performance of I Want Candy, where you lick lots of pictures of late comedian John Candy.
Oh my God.
Or B, a strong but literal performance of Womanizer by Britney Spears.
Okay, I think I'm going to use my phone of... fag now.
You're gonna phone a fag. You're gonna she's phoning a fag.
Okay.
Everyone stand by.
Let's see. 1 second. Okay, here we go.
Johnny is phoning a fag. What's the name of this fag?
His name is Raymond Braun.
Raymond Braun. Oh, work. She was on the show.
Oh, was she?
Was it? Yes, I think so.
Oh yeah, Raymond was on the show.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. We're tuning in now. Let's hope this girl answers. This is the girl who she was. You were like, oh, like, oh, I'll call you once or twice.
Sis.
Hello.
Hey,
yo, sis.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? This is Mono. Obviously, Johnny called you. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. You are our fag. We are phoning because you are obviously on the new America's favorite game show for fags. Who wants to be a fake drag race winner?
Okay. How's Johnny doing?
He's doing well. He's doing amazing.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But we need your help.
To tell me where he's at. What are the speaks we're playing with?
He has about 5 points now, and he needs 10 points to make it into the top four of his fake season of Drag Race.
Girl, you're calling me when you're only 5 points in.
Girl, no, we're more than 5 points in. I've gotten a couple wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
she's not a perfect.
I wanted to help you hit the million, but I'm talking a big game. That's how I do.
Okay.
Would you like me to read you the question that that Johnny needs your help on?
I would love that. Thank you.
All right. The name of this question is, or should I, wait, quick question. Should I play that or not? Ferris. Okay. We'll see how this sounds. The name of this is Lip Sync Song You Slay. Should Johnny either A, do a fun performance of I Want Candy, where he licks lots of pictures of late comedian John Candy, or B, a strong but literal performance of Womanizer by Britney Spears? Let me know if you'd like me to repeat that.
Wait, I'm wondering what's happening. Are we doing Drag Race trivia, or am I picking what Alex is doing?
Yeah, it is not exactly Drag Race trivia. It is, these are okay. Hypotheticals, and we need your expertise to help him pick the right choice for this fake season of Drag Race.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll repeat it.
Okay, so he's a contestant right now.
Exactly.
And he's thinking for the crowd.
Exactly, 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 exactly. So for
okay,
this...
Okay, well, anyone who knows Johnny knows he has a very soft spot in his heart for Britney. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say Britney 100%.
Okay.
Work.
Work. Work, 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 work.
Thank you, sis.
Thank you, Raymond. I hope you'll come play along on this game show one day soon.
Yes, good luck. Only if Johnny wins and he can be the reigning queen who comes and crowns me.
Yes. Well, since you're on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and do something unorthodox and let you know whether you got that answer correct or not.
Okay.
Okay.
That answer was correct.
Woo!
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you, Raymond.
Have fun.
Love you, girl.
Okay, enjoy.
Right. Ta-ta.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. It's good to have good fags.
Yeah.
Good fags by your side.
Phone a fag.
Just so you know, you could have chosen both.
Oh.
Isn't that evil?
I hate when RuPaul does that.
We need versatility.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all verse.
Honestly, it's too much fun not to be. Mm-hmm. Truly.
Honestly.
It's absolutely crazy. It's like if there's cotton candy and ice cream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eat both.
Well, someone the other day was like, some people are just not meant for one or the other. I'm like, okay, but that doesn't mean that there aren't people that don't want both. Like, you know, when you go get ice cream, mm-hmm. there's like the chocolate or the vanilla, or in the middle, there's the swirl.
Swirl, bitch.
I'm always the swirl because I want to try a little bit of both sides.
Swirl, swirl, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so what? If you need an extra half an hour in the bathroom so both of you can fleet, so what?
Yeah, make it a group thing.
Flip flop, bring a friend. Fuck it, bring a cousin.
Yeah.
I always okay. We can't go there, but we'll go there. I have to say this though, because people are always like, "Oh, stepdad porn is nasty."
Uh-huh.
Is and it? I mean, no, it's not. But everyone's like, I my whole thing is just like, I would never fuck my dad.
No.
But my dad doesn't look like Rocco Steele. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, Rocco Steele. So aggressive.
Imagine if your dad was Rocco Steele. And like, I mean, that would be a mind fuck.
What if I was like, he is?
I would live. And I'd be like, go fuck your dad right now. Leave and go fuck you. And honestly, it's fine. You should
Rocco
fuck.
Rocco Steele.
If your dad's Rocco Steele, you fuck your dad. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, you get it. Okay. And I'm disgusting. So here we go.
Uh-huh.
Two more questions.
Yes.
Finale look.
Ooh.
Do you pick A stodgy, heavy brick and mortar store, which reveals into a visual representation of the cyber marketplace?
Oof.
Or B, a dress made entirely of ostrich feathers that are all dyed in a gradient from white to yellow to peach orange. Very sunrise, honey.
Holy.
Would you like me to repeat that?
Yes, please.
Finale look. A, a stodgy, heavy brick-and-mortar store which reveals into a visual representation of the cyber marketplace. Or B, a dress made entirely of ostrich feathers and they're all dyed in a gradient from white to yellow to peach orange. Very sunrise, honey.
I'm going to go with A because I'm all about a story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about... My favorite is when they talk about, like, the future of drag.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to illustrate that with my look.
Mm-hmm.
So a cute little mom and pop store. At the beginning of the season, you thought I was this. And then open up to all of the possibilities for the network.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with A.
Great.
And, you know, and a reveal. I already did a reveal.
You did.
So I could choose something else. But you know what? This is not just a rat reveal. This is a conceptual reveal.
Statement.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that for you. And once we reveal the answer, I might have more to say.
Got it.
Now, bonus point. This is your winner's speech.
Ooh, gosh.
Remember, it can be short and sweet, like a Jinx Monsoon.
Uh-huh.
Or longer and breathier, like a Sasha Velour.
Ah.
Let's change shit up.
Uh-huh.
That whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or it can just be like, it's monsoon season, bitches. Whenever you're ready.
Okay.
And your time starts now.
Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, I want you to freeform.
Am I giving the
this
speech?
This is a freeform one. Yeah, it's a freeform one, so I'll give you a second to think about it. Freeform it. Whenever you're ready, some sort of winner speech you would say. It can tie into your character or just something you want to say. Here we go. When you're ready.
Les quiero decir... Que soy la ganadora. And for all of you bitches that don't speak Spanish, that means I'm the winner, and I just wanted to let all you bitches know.
Oh, my God. The judges love it. The judges are over there fucking snapping their fingers in the air.
And do that at the end.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
I like that.
Give it all.
It's pretty pussy.
Yeah.
Honestly, it stinks in here because that was very pussy. Oh, someone's going to come for me on that. Great. Final question. Getting canceled.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. You getting canceled.
Yes, yes, yes.
You get canceled in one of the following ways. A, you defend your choice to perform at an event for young Republicans, arguing that you have the opportunity to change young minds.
Ah.
Or B, you make a potentially edgy comment about how you think queens of size are allowed to live their truth, but should still consider their long-term health.
Oh, my God. Both of those are so... I think I should... Well, considering I just went off on a tirade on Twitter about Lizzo and people leaving her the hell alone, I think I'm going to perform for the young Republicans. Mm-hmm. One, because I'm getting a coin. And two, because I do think I can change some hearts and minds.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah, while getting paid.
Okay. Record your answers.
Listen, the girls got to secure the bag. Y'all want to cancel me, but I'm still getting paid.
Great. I love it. We've contabulated your scores. As I continue to contabulate, what would you like to plug, Johnny? Where can we find you online?
Right now, you can find me on www.instagram.com. I'm just kidding. / Johnny Sibley, my name.
Uh-huh.
I am on there always creating content. Also, I am on the first and second seasons of Pose. If you have not seen it yet, you should be canceled.
And, yeah, you're canceled.
Yeah, and that's it. I'm just going to enjoy my holiday and, you know, maybe make some shit. So keep an eye out.
Okay, will do. Yeah. Love it. My God, you're on Pose.
Yeah, I am.
How did I miss that?
Have you seen it?
I have seen the first season.
Okay.
I love it. Oh
I
God.
Die in the first season.
Oh,
spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
You'll have to watch to see who it is. That's
yeah.
Done. Yeah.
Bitch. So,
but all good things.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's review your wonderful answers.
Okay.
So, and let's see. You have 5 points. You need 10 or 14. to win.
Got it.
10 for top four, 14 to win.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So, for the untucked cry, you chose to talk about your baggage in the dating community. That answer was correct.
Yes.
You even got an extra point because we broke it down and you got really, really into it.
Yes.
You didn't have to do that. And the producers love that shit. So you get 2 points for that one.
Perfect.
You're up to 7.
Seven.
The next question. You had an off-screen fight with the producers. You said, I'm not picking either. I'm out. I'm not going to fight with them.
I'm out.
That was... I'm sorry, that was wrong.
Damn it.
You're supposed to attack them for being, you know, like weird about Latinx representation.
I know, it's true.
And you even said that.
I'll probably get canceled for that. She wouldn't even stand up for us.
I think there's, whatever, this is all fake and bullshit, but I think there's a way to be like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're not doing this.
I think in real life, that's probably what I would do, but
yeah,
in the most, not politically correct. What's the word when you can be a mediator? Mediate?
Yeah.
I would mediate the situation.
Of course.
I probably wouldn't pop off, but I'd be like, is this what we want to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may have picked the right answer in life.
Mm.
And I'm a picky bitch.
I love it.
In Bugs the Musical, you chose to sing Testicle Gnats.
Yes.
That answer was, I'm so sorry, that was wrong.
Testicle Gnats, but what an iconic song.
I know, but you could have sang part of your poo.
Yeah.
I wanna be where the turds are.
The tapeworm, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I guess I think part of your world is a little more diva-ish.
Ah.
But I think you're right that Testicle Gnats is funnier.
Right.
I don't know, Johnny. You're just coming close on these, and you're still at 7, so you could still make the top 4.
Okay.
I want you to hold on to hope.
Come on.
Next one, celebrity critique clapback. You chose to clap back at Aubrey O'Day. That was correct. That was so correct, and you know it was correct. She's nuts.
She's made for TV.
That means you have 8 points and there's 3 more questions.
Oh my God.
There's actually 4 more points total. Remember, you still have the winner's speech and stuff.
Oh my God.
There's 4 more points total. You could totally make it into the top 4.
Hey. Top 4.
The lip sync song You Slay. As you know, you actually already know that you got that point correct.
Yes.
You could have gotten 2 points, but you already got that point correct. So that means you have 9.
Nine.
Come on,
okay. 1 point.
You can't. You need to get at least 1 more right.
Okay.
You think you got it?
You know what? I think so.
Okay.
I believe in myself.
Good. For the finale look, you chose stodgy, heavy brick and mortar into a reveal of the cyber marketplace. Which was correct! Bitch, you're in the top 4!
Yes!
Woo! And your winner speech was correct! You have 11 points so far. Only 1 more question.
Okay.
Only 1 more question on getting canceled.
That's right. I'm getting canceled.
You chose to perform for Young Republicans. Which, I'm sorry, that was wrong. It was a trick question.
Uh-huh.
Well, don't get canceled.
I know.
Why get canceled?
Everyone gets canceled at least once.
But guess what? You're in the top 4 of your season of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner?
Yes, top 4, bitches.
Top 4, bitches. Honestly, I'm really happy.
Me too.
You came back at the end. You made your mark. You refused to let the challenges get you in your head.
Yeah.
I think you should be really stoked.
I'm just picturing a fake montage of all my moments on
this yes, season. That's what's happening right now. Fake moments.
My plumber with the poo or the farts and
even
all
testicle gnats. And you know the audience is going to come for me. They're going to be like, no, that was iconic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be like when Alyssa was eliminated.
Oh, gasp. My God, yes.
Gasp, gasp, gasp.
Womanizer.
You did so good.
Thank
You're amazing.
You. So
is there
fun.
Anything else you want to say before we bid adieu, Johnny?
I think that you should have a job on Drag Race to actually make their challenges and things better.
Universe.
Because, yeah.
Do those you hear
were
that?
Iconic, yeah.
Universe. Well, we loved having you on.
Thank you.
Please rate and review Drag Her on iTunes or wherever you listen to Drag Her. We have an amazing guest next week. We have the one and only Mark Kanamura.
Oh,
bitch.
My baby.
From Instagram, from cutting right to the feeling. So do not miss next week's episode. And until next time, ta-ta!
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.